Peter. Thank you, Larry. Thank you all for coming this morning. We're real excited about what we're going to talk to you today about. You might have heard some of the things, but we're officially announcing that we're going to start on, or we've actually already started on, and you'll see some of that later today, what we consider to be a major renovation, facility renovation and building project. This project is actually going to have at least five phases, and let me talk a minute about why the phases. There's really twofold. One is this is going to be a self-funded operation. While the university has been very, very generous as it relates to subsidizing our department, and will continue to do that, this is a project that we actually have to raise the money for. We've already raised some portion of it. And so we need time to raise the money. That's one part. The other part is, even if we had all the money in hand, the extent of the renovations would, if we tried to do them all at once, it would actually impede on our programs. And so they've been phased in such a way that they'll bring the least amount of interference with ongoing operations, in particular around this area. As I said, it's about five phases. When we come back and look at the slideshow, you'll see the different phases. We've already begun on one, phase one, which involves Memorial, the football stadium, and the baseball stadium. And you'll see as each sport sort of finishes its time, we'll jump in, we'll do some work. Sport will come back after that season. We'll go back and do more work on those. So it's a real big project. The total cost of it, if you look in today's dollars, and of course this phase could take over 5 years, will be higher than that as cost of construction and things goes up. But basically we're looking at a cost of somewhere between $40 and $55 million to do all of it. As we go through it, who knows, we might find out other things to do. And of course, if anybody would like to leave the room and leave $100 million on the table, we can find some other things to do with the other $50 million. So with that, I have the great pleasure of introducing John Ingram. John, as mentioned, is a member of our Board of Trust at Vanderbilt. He's the chair of the Athletic Committee of the Board of Trust. He's chair of the Athletic Campaign, and also is newly elected to the Executive Board of the Board of Trust. But most importantly to us, John Ingram is our number one fan and number one supporter, and have a lot of good times with John as we keep doing well in athletics. So, John Ingram.
David, thank you. Vandy Lance might take issue with at least part of that. But anyway, I'm delighted to be here to speak for just a moment about something that's not only near and dear to my heart, but as I was thinking about it, probably even closer to my wallet. But maybe equidistance between my heart and my wallet, which is Vanderbilt athletics, and to speak about it for just a moment from the point of view of the Board of Trust, and just to let the world know how pleased the board is with what is transpiring in this universe. And pleased on a number of levels. First and foremost, obviously pleased with the success that the teams are having. And you know, I think the last few years have really seen a lot of momentum building in all of our programs, not just the Olympic programs, but the revenue ones and Kevin and Melanie's programs, now perennial postseason participants. And Bobby, I'd say, really on the knife's edge of just one or two plays being the difference between going somewhere in the postseason and staying home, and hopefully what we're announcing today will help swing that into the balance of going somewhere, because Bobby, I want to go somewhere with you, but none of that would really would matter as much here at Vanderbilt, particularly if the student athletes weren't having success in the classroom and also being good representatives of the university. And I think it's an amazing tribute to all of those that participate in this whole environment, that not only are we winning more on the field of play, but I know the grades just came out for the spring semester, and overall the student athletes had over a 3.1, which I think is the highest grade point average in the history of Vanderbilt athletics, or since we've been keeping score. And I'm also really pleased, and I know it's, you know, young people can do stupid things, but I'm particularly pleased that not many of our kids show up in either on your cameras or in print for bad or embarrassing reasons, and many more for very, very fine reasons, like a Shane Foster. I mean, what an incredible young person he is, and many of Bobby and Melanie's team and others. And I think that the success that we have had up to this point is really no accident. It's been part of a long and methodical plan. And I would be remiss if I didn't thank Gordon Dee. He's not here anymore. Obviously, he's back at Ohio State. But he really kind of got us started in a little bit of an unconventional way that was. A little bit confusing at first, but it certainly put athletics on the table as something that Vanderbilt wasn't going to treat as a stepchild anymore, but was going to treat with the same enthusiasm and the same dedication that we're treating all other major important initiatives at the university. And we have had from that time a really very strong commitment from the administration and continuing on, I would say, relatively seamlessly into the tenure of Chancellor Zepos, and he certainly was a very strong advocate even as an interim chancellor. But there are a lot of machinations going on behind the scenes that are supportive and areas where Vanderbilt's kind of been its own worst enemy in the past that not to say we're perfect because we're not, but we just make a whole lot less mistakes in that area. And a lot of that has to do with the leadership of David Williams. I mean, he kind of quietly gets it done and does it very successfully. And Gordon and actually Todd Turner, the athletic director I guess we don't have an athletic director, but our last official athletic director, did a great job of identifying some great coaches that fit Vanderbilt, and three of them are sitting right around me today. And I give him some credit for that, and I give David and a lot of others a lot of credit for hanging on to him, because we've had some people that would want them, and I'm glad that Vanderbilt has remained has been able to do what's necessary to keep our coaches here, and I think it's a testament to our ability to help the coaches understand that we want them to win championships, and we want them to have whatever the top end of success can be, and that we're willing to step up and support them to get there. So, in any event, and the best news about that is the continuity that we've had in our coaches, I think, has been incredibly important to success as well, because Vanderbilt is a unique place, and academics do count a lot, and it takes some time for a new person coming in to learn how what is the right kind of profile, the right kind of young man or woman that fits here. But that is they figured that out, and I think that the administration and the academic areas have worked hand in glove with them, and success is not a linear thing. It's a circle. To have great coaches, you got to show a commitment. And the same with the athletes. I mean, the kind of kids that we want to have can go anywhere because we need them to be top athletes. And if they're great students, they can go anywhere they want. So our challenge is it's probably it's a little bit more unique than others, but in a sense, retaining great coaches, attracting great student athletes, and in order to do that, the university has to step up and show that it's committed to providing an environment where we can win, and I think that has happened. I think what you're going to hear about further from David is the next step of that. We got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of money to raise. But I also know this, is that people like to be part of winners. And I'm really pleased with the fact that over the last probably 5 to 10 years, we have changed, at least in my estimation, changed the perception of Vanderbilt from from lovable losers to serious competitors. And that's where we want to be, and I think that's where we'll stay. And so with that, I'm delighted to be a part of Vanderbilt and of Vanderbilt athletics, and I'm pleased with the direction that we're going. It's not a, you know, building some nicer facilities is no guarantee, but that we'll have great success. But it certainly gives us every chance, and that's all we want. It's a fighting chance. Thank you.